Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. On this point, I'm going to address issues 19 and 25. With regards to 19, in your response to our list of issues, the State Party has alluded to the investigation commission created by the Chamber of Representatives in 2016 and which operated until 2018, whose work focused, and I would like to quote, on potential acts of intelligence carried out by the state which violated the legal and constitutional framework carried out by police and military personnel from 1985 to date, end of quote. Now, when we speak about a military and police espionage system in under democracy in any country of the region, when we hear that, all the alarm bells go off, given the sad dictatorship past we have in common. On the 19th of September 2018, the Chamber of Representatives decided to take to the Office of the Public Prosecutor unanimously all the case file of the Investigation Commission on Military and Police Espionage Under Democracy, that is spying of political parties and trade unions and social organizations. According to the report of the Investigation Commission, these alleged evidence arose from what was contained in the Castiglione case, namely 60 boxes of military operation information. This case reportedly contains evidence of the realization under democracy of spying, infiltration, surveillance, blackmail, pressure, and operations against political parties, trade unions, student and human rights organizations, legislators, military officers, CEOs of public bodies, and senior officials. Furthermore, it says that the case file was classified, and it is before the justice system. It is well known that in the investigation phase, senior military officials testified. In this respect, the committee, of course, would like to hear about data with regards to the final outcome of the report of the commission, especially the number of acts of intelligence carried out, what people did, and what measures are taken to ensure that these acts are not repeated, especially email communications. However, in this particular case, beyond the quantified data, we want to know what progress you've made, especially the Criminal Prosecution Service of Montevideo has achieved, taking into account that the initial findings of the Investigation Commission was communicated to them, and a lot of time has gone by since then. With regards to issue number 25, now, what is from the response given to us from our list of issues, we are interested in hearing more about a child poverty. Concretely, how many families benefited so far from the Family Project Fund? Could you give us percentages? And how many benefits does the family allowance? How many families benefit from the Law 182227 on family allowance? As we noted, under the pandemic, more people have become poor, more children are affected, and this trend is not waning. Furthermore, the committee welcomes the national plan to provide care for children living in the street 2020-2030, developed under the leadership of INAO. However, we've received information on the lack of development of annual operative lines for this plan, in particular, the updating of quantified data on the issue of children living in the street, of street children. And this hasn't happened properly since 2007 in the capital and 2004 nationwide. For example, in 2021, the number of street children sleeping in the street was at least 1,168 boys and girls and adolescents who spend at least one night in the street in Uruguay. 45% of them had never spent a night in the street, and this is official information from the Ministry of Social Development, the MIDES. Why is this situation critical? Well, because street children are disproportionately vulnerable to other crimes, sexual abuse, ill treatment, trafficking, etc. Therefore, could we ask you, why have you not updated your data? And if you are currently working on updating this data, When do you think you'll be ready to disseminate these new figures on street children? We insist very much on figures and data because it's the only way to objectively measure all the effort that the state is doing in particular fields. With regards to the eradication of child labour now, it's very important for us you to update the list of hazardous jobs that ENOW keeps. However, another significant thing you could do would be to gather updated information on child labour, given that the national survey, according to what we've heard, dates back to 2011. And in that same survey, already in 2011, we read that 8.5% of children in Uruguay are doing hazardous jobs. And this is according to the ILO. So, question to you on this. When are you planning to carry out a new survey to provide or to gather qualitative and quantitative information on the national reality as far as child labour is concerned in Uruguay, given that your latest survey is over 10 years old. Finally, with regards to the awareness-raising campaigns for the public, we have received a very interesting detail about campaigns carried out between 2016 and 2018. But could you tell us about the public campaigns carried out since 2018? You don't have to tell us now. We'd be quite happy if you sent us that information via electronic mail subsequently. Thank you very much.